the traffic arriving from the service area.
Okay.
So that you can get to book your call. If I put it here,
you won't hear you there.
This is the first time you're reporting. You can't possibly get down to
everything. Good morning, members of the committee, colleagues, and the guests. My name is Baba Rambengo. I'm the committee secretary of the Portfolio Committee on Police. We are going to facilitate the election of the chairperson today. This is our first meeting in State Parliament. I am going to take this opportunity to allow my colleagues to introduce themselves.
Good morning, members. My name is Irvin Kinnis, and I'm the content advisor for the committee.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Nicolette, and I'm one of the researchers for the committee.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Thembani Mbadlanyana. I'm one of the researchers for the portfolio committee.
Hi, good morning, members. The name is Lucky Twala, a member of the committee. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Diane Kohler-Barnard, long-standing member of the committee.
Good morning, the name is Zakele Mbele.
Good morning, my name is Mlandeli Phuzi, official photographer of Parliament.
Good morning, my name is Kholisile Lobi, a committee assistant to the committee.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Buso Khadebe. I'm an alternative to this portfolio committee.
Morning, my name is Nobukai Nyamtembi. I'm also an alternative member for this committee.
Morning, I'm Nobuzo Landongeni. I'm also an alternative member in this committee.
Good morning, my name is Pindile Mola, a member of this committee.
Good morning, my name is Francho Beekman, and I'm a member of the committee.
Goeiemore, my name is Angie Moliwati. Alert family committee, thank you.
Dumachelone, my name is Mabija Lebohane. I'm a member of this portfolio committee.
Morning, Dixon Mukono. I'm the parliamentary liaison officer for the committee. Ministry.
Good morning. My name is Nompelo Dublekwele. I'm the secretary of the study group.
Good morning, my name is Raina. I'm the Executive Secretary to Mr. Beekman.
Good morning, my name is Elise Brown and I'm a researcher for Gun Free South Africa.
Good morning, my name is Stephen McQueen and I'm a researcher for the PBF.
And good morning, my name is Lorenzo Wakefield and I'm a research fellow representing the African Policing Civilian Oversight Forum.
Good morning, my name is Norbert Fernand Roberts, Cape Town Central Community Police Forum, a member of the Executive Committee. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is Tolu, I'm a monitor from PMG.
Good morning, my name is Mati, I'm also a monitor from PNG.
I'm Kate from a reporter of People's Assembly.
Marina Lamprecht from Beeld Newspaper.
Good morning. I'm Temba Gupula, media liaison officer supporting this committee.
Good morning. My name is Anthony Denner and I'm just a visitor to Parliament.
In terms of Rule 129 of the National Assembly, a committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee. I will now call for nominations.
I, Mati Angeline Mulibati, nominate Honorable Francois Beekman to be the chairperson of this committee. Thank you.
Is there any seconder?
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Mabija Livuhane. I would like to second the nominated name of Honorable Bukman for the chairperson of this portfolio of police. Thank you.
Mr. Bukman, are you accepting the nomination?
Yes, I'm accepting the nomination.
Are there any further nominations? No. Mr. Bukman, I now declare that you are duly elected as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police. You can come to the front and take your seat now.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mbaro, for managing this process. Thank you for the Secretariat. Congratulations also to all the members that has been deployed to this committee. We've got a mix of very experienced members and also new members, and I trust that we're going to work together as a unit to ensure proper accountability. Maybe just to indicate, honourable members, that from our side we need police conduct that is in line with the Constitution, and that is what we're going to demand. Furthermore, we need the execution of the National Development Plan, and we're going to monitor that. Very importantly also, we need Batupile. Batupile, Batupile. And that's what we're going to monitor. Maybe just to indicate, honourable members, we have two items, because we want to start immediately with work. So it's not only the election today. The first issue is we've prepared in cooperation, it is the content advisor and the committee section has prepared a pack of documents that will be distributed today. And that's really the legacy report of the previous committee of the fourth parliament. It's also the analysis of the budgets of those institutions that are currently under this portfolio for Committee for Oversight, that is the South African Police Service, the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, the Civilian Secretariat, as well as CEDA. So we really want to call on the new members and even the old members to go through that documentation in experienced members. to go through that document in detail in prep of next week's hearings that will be held. So it's quite important. There's also documents that is also applicable, the relevant legislation. It's not in the pack, but the content advisor as well as the researchers are available full-time to every member of this committee. So if there's any question or detailed information, please call on them and they will assist with those documentation. Then, colleagues, we come to the program of next week. We've got copies. We're going to table now already the program for next week. Colleagues will remember that we've got only until the 11th of July to finish our work in terms of the hearings, and then the EPCs will start. Now, we've got four institutions that we deal with. Our suggestion from our side is that we deal with the three institutions that gets their main budget from Parliament. That is SAPS, IPED, and the Secretariat. And that we deal with CEDA in the next term. Of course, there's urgent and important matters for CEDA, but we've got limited time. So the suggestion from our side, I just want to ensure that everybody has to copy from it. Now, in terms of next week, our proposal is, because in terms of the determination of Wednesdays as our committee day. In the past, I think it was a Tuesday, now it's Wednesdays. But we already informally spoke to the chairperson of the National Assembly, asking him if we can't get additional days next week because we need enough time. So our proposal is that we will meet, and that's subject to confirmation, that we meet on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Tuesday of the next week. The reason for that is that our reports to be tabled in the National Assembly should already be ready on the 11th for tabling. So that's the rationale for starting with SAPS, because that's the big budget, and we need enough time. Now, we propose that we start next Wednesday at 9:30. We will have a briefing then by the content advisor and the committee researcher. We also thought it would be good if we have just an hour to have the ISS and the two unions, SAPU and POPCRU, to just give their views cryptically in terms of the assessment of the budget and the APP. And then we've invited the South African Police Service and the minister from 13:30 until 5 o'clock. And then the Thursday will also be allocated to the SAPS. And we also provisionally set Friday if we don't have enough time on the Thursday, and then the Friday for the civilian secretariat. And then Tuesday, the 8th of July, IPET as the final institution. So that is the proposal from our side. And I think there's a lot of reading to be done. And really the purpose on Wednesday morning, that first 2 hours, is going to be very important for members then to interact with the researchers, the content analysis, to really get the picture. Any, Ms. Colabonard?
Yeah, first and foremost, congratulations on your appointment. Secondly, two questions. One is that I have a by-election in my constituency on Wednesday, so you would have to excuse me for that. I'm sure going through the documentation, I'll be up to speed quite quickly. My deputy will do whatever he can here. Thursday morning may well be, of course, caucus. Has that been considered? I doubt very much we'll be excused from caucus, which would run until about 12:30. So just a question there. I'm quite sure you have caucus too, so I'm not sure what the thinking is there, please.
Thank you for that, Scholar Barnard. No, we note your absence next Wednesday. In terms of caucus, as we've indicated, it's a provisional program. Okay. It must still be approved, but we want to immediately from the start, from the word go, indicate to the members in this committee we're going to work, we're going to work very hard, and that is the timelines we anticipate. So that's right. Any other comments? Honourable member there from the IFP.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Congratulations on your appointment as chairperson. I seem to also have similar problems with regards to Wednesday, because there is a by-election actually taking place in my constituency. Other than that, I actually am available for the rest of other days.
Thank you very much. If it's possible, if you can send out that, it will be appreciated. Thank you. Any other comments? Right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Chair. Congratulations are in order, Chair, for your appointment, and we hope that you're going to be able to move the police in South Africa forward in ensuring that we deliver service delivery to the people. I think, Chair, we've noted that Honourable Colabanat won't be out of absence. But obviously, the Deputy Honourable Mbele will be here. He will take him into course, into learning. You know, it's a school of learning. Will he bring abroad? Well, I think, Chair, we'll just assess in terms of that. I believe we can be able to meet the quorum next week in ensuring that we manage with this one, because we are also facing in terms of ensuring that the budget votes get dealt with and passed. I know Tsoran Mwango as well, but he's going to lose that constituency, unfortunately. But it's fine, he can go. Thank you, Chair.
Right, if there's no other comments on that, we will then take this provisional program subject to approval by the House Chairperson forward, and we'll communicate from our side. Ms. Colabona.
Apologies, Chair. Do we have any idea yet about the budget debate days at all? Is there anything out yet?
Yeah, Ms. Mabangu indicates there's no word yet on that date. I think there's been broad agreement. We will then take this program forward and communicate with members. Maybe just the last item before we end this meeting, we will also come to the committee with a practice note. Now, the purpose really with the practice note will be to ensure that when entities comes before us, their presentations are focused, it's appropriate, and it deals with the matter at hand. And it will also indicate the timelines in terms of when those submissions must be made and so forth. So I just want to alert members. Furthermore, we just want to ask the Secretariat, they already communicated with the entities, I think, last week. But it's going to be quite vital, it's a week to go, that we get those presentations as soon as possible for members to study those presentations from the various entities. It's not going to help us coming here on the day of the interaction and we get bundles and bundles of documents. We're not going to accept it, and I must say that now. We need it timelessly. We know it's now a very short time, it's a week to go, but I think the Secretariat must, and the PLOs who are also here, talk to your entities that we get those documentations for the members even to over this weekend to study it. You know, that the members are afraid. We cannot allow a situation where we get documents on the day of the hearing or the previous day. It's not going to work. So I think it's just a practice from our side, you know, practice note from in front. Thank you very much. Members, if there's nothing else, we're going then to close the meeting. Thank you very much.